Dr. David Bond joins me now to discuss how LEGO can maintain its growth and how it's become so successful. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you.
Now, LEGO's been around for a long time, so why have they only been reporting growth in the last decade?
They struggled. They were in a big world of hurt about 12 years ago. It was very close to actually LEGO, just the whole company just pulling apart, and no pun intended, but falling apart and just actually not being in existence. They were losing, sales were really poor, net profit. In Danish kroner, they lost close to 2 billion Danish kroner, and you know that's probably about 600, I think what it is, about 600,000, 600 million Australian, there or thereabouts. Like, so they were losing substantial amounts of money. And since then, the sales have gone up to 36 billion Danish kroner, and their profit is nearly out at 10 billion. Like, they have just, if you look at it on a graph, they've just gone just...
That is crazy.
It's gone really, really well for them. And I think a big part of what's changed in that period of time was that you see a lot more of sort of licensing type deals with major other brands. So things like sort of with Disney, with Star Wars and with Frozen. I think Harry Potter had some stuff out with them. And it's the things back when I was a kid, you didn't see that as what they did. You know, I played with Lego back in the day. I was even part of the Lego Club.
That's amazing. Truth be told.
And it was one where those sort of tie-ups were not part of it at that particular point in time. And sort of having sort of done some reading through some of the literature about Lego, one of the big things that seemed to happen was they let the designers go a little bit crazy in sort of the lead up to about 2003, 2004. And they were just designing things all over the place. The number of components had blown out, and which meant that there was a huge increase in cost. And they'd also moved away from what people were actually and what the kids were actually interested in. So they actually started sort of finding out from the consumer what they actually wanted, what the things that they enjoyed from it, which was just sort of that basic building and you're sort of playing around with it. And they've moved back to that sort of idea.
Keeping it simple.
Yes.
So do you think LEGO relies on its licenses with, say, Star Wars and other brands like that?
I mean, if you look at, I'd say they do quite heavily. I mean, certainly those sort of brands are the products that they sell. I mean, those sort of feature quite heavily in terms of their top products. Lego City, which is just their basic sort of city building, just, and that's not really branded in that way, is still one of their big ones. Duplo is one of their big lines as well. But I mean, certainly as an add into what they do has made a huge difference and probably helped so that people kind of, they might see the branded, you know, linked product and then go, okay, I remember, oh, there's also Duplo and there's all these other ones that we remember as well, and we'll buy that too.
Now, if the Lego movie had failed at box office, how do you think that this would have affected the company, if it, at all?
I don't think the Lego movie itself, I think the Lego movie was almost an outcome of where they were going sort of with the underlying and the popularity that was coming from that. So I don't think its success or failure would have played too much of a part of it. I think what was really interesting with that was that, yeah, I mean, they had been doing well, and this was just another avenue for them to sort of get out there and sort of showcase what they were doing. And certainly there's, you know, you look on YouTube, there's, you know, tons of Lego created versions of things. So I think it was just a natural kind of next step for them to say, well, you know, we do all of this other stuff, we're popular, let's sort of go to the movie stage. And they're looking at sequels now.
Wow, that would be great. I actually thoroughly enjoyed the Lego movie. I don't know about yourself.
I actually haven't seen it, to be fair.
How about video games? Is making the Lego video games a gamble for a toy company?
Anytime you move away from, I suppose, what your core business is, I mean, that's a gamble, not just for toy companies, but for any particular company. I mean, their core business is making sort of products, you know, physical products for people to play with. And some of what their problems were 12 years ago, and you know, going a little bit before that, was moving outside of their core products. They had a cartoon show which they created, which didn't go so well. I think in this case they are in a much better position, and I think the way in which people interact with the physical, and then also, you know, with apps and with sort of YouTube, and, you know, watching my daughter, you know, play with Lego, and then sort of she watches stuff that, I don't think that is as much of a risk nowadays, but you know, they still need to make sure that they're focusing on what their core product and what they're doing is.
And now with many popular companies, you know, we've been hearing that they have started recording some falls in popularity, for example, Apple. What could Lego do to hold this off?
Well, I suppose one of the things that you see, and one of their big competitors they see is actually Minecraft, which is the sort of online, and I've never played, you know, I've heard a bit about it, I've never played it, but it's a, it sounds like a sort of brick building world online. And I suppose one of the things where there's a concern more generally is that, you know, are kids moving away from doing sort of tangible physical things to just doing everything in an online space? So I think the big risk for Lego and any sort of physical product like that is, you know, are consumers and our kids going to move away from actually wanting to do stuff with their hands to doing stuff just purely on purely online? And, you know, as a parent, I am much more encouraging of my daughter to sort of do stuff, you know, in a physical sense, because I think that's, you know, far better outcome for them than just doing everything online.
And so I guess what lessons can be learned from other companies that have had a decrease in growth?
I think the major lesson from Lego's kind of near failure and then just absolute resurgence is to really focus on what your core business is, do that and do that well, and also listen to what your customers are saying and what they like. Sort of don't try to do things which you think, you know, could be stuff that works, and you find out what people actually enjoy from your product, find out what people are actually doing with your product, and then make sure that you're delivering sort of quality in that respect.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
More than welcome.
That was our man on the money, Dr. David Bond, discussing Lego and its enduring popularity.